Oh, humanity. Oh, people. It feels kind of strange to start with this chaos, right? Of our emotions, of humans. But we are embarking on this season of creation along our Lutheran World Federation, along the global Catholic community, among many of our ecumenical partners. And this is where we begin. Year B, humanity. Now, I tend to think that I'm a pretty positive person, but if I'm honest, some days, most days, humanity makes me really sad. It seems like we are hell-bent on destroying each other. Wars, rage. The debate on Tuesday night reminded me that we are so divided, that we talk so differently, that it's hard to hear one another, that families and friends are not able to share what matters to them. We live in this world where there are school shootings and people hungry among food waste, and there's a housing shortage among empty buildings. Now, I made the mistake of opening the Washington Post this week and reading a very disturbing article. I couldn't actually even finish it, about this 18-year-old, 18, who's serving a life sentence for this awful cyberbullying. And where did it begin? When he went to church, he was bullied by his friends when he was 6. That's Theo's age. 6. At church. Humanity. And I blame God for this. I mean, we're talking about creation here, season of creation. God created us, so why is humanity so broken? Maybe we can also blame some scripture readings here. Usually, I love the first account of creation in Genesis 1, where God creates that, like, that loving poem, right? Where God creates every bit of creation and calls it good. Not just good, but very good. The sky, very good. The stars, very good. Land and crawling things. Very good. And then we get to the part where humans come on the scene. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God saw that everything he had made, indeed, was very good. We are created in this image of God. And yet with such a charge comes great power and great responsibility. Humanity has taken that instruction to subdue and have domination way too far. We think about colonization. And enslaving Africans to serve our cotton fields and stealing lands from indigenous people, and then bring it to today. And even in the debate on Tuesday, we hear about this mess in our immigration system, fracking and drilling and disposable consumption. Humanity is still stuck in this mindset of subdue and dominate, survival of the fittest. Me at the expense of everyone and everything else. This first chapter in Genesis has created a global dumpster fire. And most of us are so racked with anxiety from it, surviving only with the help of medication. So much so that Vivek Murphy, our Surgeon General, has said that we are in an epidemic of loneliness. Gus Speth, the former dean of the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies, once said, I used to think that the top global environmental problems were biodiversity loss, ecosystem collapse, and climate change. I thought that with 30 years of good science, we could address these problems. But I was wrong. The top environmental problems are selfishness, greed, and apathy. And to deal with those, we need a spiritual and cultural transformation. And we scientists don't know how to do that. Thankfully, in the church, we do have something to say about all of this. The Bible doesn't stop with that poem in Genesis 1. We are created in God's image, and we are at the top of the food chain. However, in the very next chapter, we get another creation story, the one that we heard earlier, where humanity is created in a very different kind of way. In this story, the land is created first, but nothing is green. Nothing is growing because there is no one to tend and cultivate it. And noticing something is different, like a potter, God scoops down and grabs some dirt, some mud, and shapes it into a human, Adam. And the Hebrew word Adam literally means mud person, dirt being. And then God goes, right, and breathes air into him. And then the waters show up at Eden, and we get these rivers flowing in four directions, the very first watershed. And then God tells this mud being to till and keep it. The Hebrew word for till is abad, which literally means service. So what does it mean to be at the top of the food chain and also serve at the bottom at the same time? This is the eternal question which Luther puts in this way. God so loves us that we are free from doing anything. We do not have any overlords, any mourning. We do not have to work to have God love us. We had a baptism at the first service, and little Oliver did not memorize any books of the Bible before he came to the font. Baptism does this for us. Christ does this for us. We are free. But Luther would add, we are free so that we may serve. Like Jesus reminds the disciples today, greatness comes not from being Lord of all, but from serving all. Just as God, the all-powerful cosmos building God, the God who placed the stars in the sky, God decides to become a baby and then defeats evil not with an army, but by dying. We too are invited to think about flipping power systems over and using the power that God has given us not to conquer, but to serve, to till, to cultivate. And it all begins from this place of remembering. The dumpster fire is what we get every time we think we are doing this thing called life alone, when we think we alone are in charge. You know, I thought about throwing my laptop out the window after reading that first article, but I opened it back up and I read another one. And this one was all about soil health. New research is showing that soil, healthy soil, is noisy. Yeah, it's loud. Loud soil means there's biodiversity within it, a living ecosystem teeming with ants and earthworms and other little creatures, fungi and plant roots and different kinds of trees. A world literally buzzing with life. Soil that has been conquered, mowed over, stripped of plants and trees, showered with chemicals, is much more likely to be overrun by a single invasive species. And the silence is telling. Loud soil is healthy soil. Loud, healthy soil is teeming with life of all kinds. Our creation was built for community. We were never meant to be alone. Zoom in, even our body is not a single organism. You think about it, is a vast system of systems, circulatory and respiratory and digestion and nervous system and muscles and bones, and the list goes on and on. All these systems have to work together. And when they can't, we feel it. Believe me, the back-to-school crud is real and alive. All these systems need to work in harmony for us to function. Zoom out. We too can only be healthy when we remember we are tied to one another intimately. When we remember that we humans are made of the stuff of mud and dirt. We can only be healthy when things are loud and chaotic and buzzing, even though it may be frustrating sometimes. When one part suffers, when one part is absent, we all suffer. We all know this. I'm not saying anything revolutionary today. But the problem is these dumpster fires are so loud and hot, and they keep us overwhelmed and distracted from remembering these foundational things. We know what we need to be healthy. And yet, I think we are overwhelmed on where do we begin? How do we break out of these little isolation pods that we built in COVID to keep each other safe? How do we break through our silences and make space for the loud buzzing of life? Now, our Surgeon General writes that the solution is actually far simpler than we think. He says, each of us can start now in our own lives by strengthening the connections and relationships we already have. These can help us live healthier, more productive, and more fulfilled lives. Our relationships are an untapped resource, a place of healing in plain sight. So answer that phone call from a friend. Make time to share that meal. Listen without the distraction of your phone. Perform an act of service. Express yourself authentically. I wore my octopus earrings today. You know, the keys to human connection are simple, but they're extraordinarily powerful. And so, dear ones, this week I invite you to dig in the dirt a little. Remember that we are human. You know, that word hummus means dirt too, right? Pause to hear those evening crickets, that loud insect orchestra happening right outside your windows at night. Look up at the evening stars and remember that you are one of them. We are created as the same stuff as the stars. And we are connected to this vast cosmos. Take a deeper breath and check in with your own emotions. How are you feeling today, really? And share that with a loved one who wants to listen, who wants to know how you're doing. And if you don't have someone you think you can call me. I want to know. Reflect on where God is calling you to cultivate and serve and till. Dear ones, celebrate your place in the midst of the wild orchestra of noisy things. For God created it all. Humanity and all our dumpster fires, and continues to call it good. Very good. Amen. Thanks be to God.